Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. Our devotional today, God and His Word about Dreams. In the book of Job 33, verses 14 and 15, "For God speaketh once, yea, twice, yet man perceiveth it not, in a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falleth upon men, and the slumbering upon the bed." You know, there are times when we have restless nights of quote-unquote sleep. If it were a night of sleep, then it would be a restful night, but there's also the possibility of sleeping and still not getting any rest. You know, the doctor can make you sleep, but he can't give you rest. And if the Lord is dealing with the heart, there are things that, of course, will not allow rest to come in. And one of the things that we can have as people who go through life with trials or uncertainties is that there can be dreams that can add to that uncertainty. I look in the scriptures and I see the Lord use dreams with unsaved people as well as those who were His people. In the book of Genesis 28, the Lord used a dream to speak to Jacob, Jacob seeing a ladder. And also in Genesis 31, Jacob is able to buy his dream, which is able to see something that the Lord was doing, Genesis 31:10. And Joseph also dreamed a dream that brought a great matter to pass concerning the nation of Israel at that time, not yet formed, not yet born, in seed plot. For Joseph dreamed a dream that he told his brothers. He said, "Behold, I have dreamed a dream. More, behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obeisance to me." And he told it to his father and to his brethren. And his father rebuked him and said unto him, "What is this dream that thou hast dreamed? Shall I and thy mother and thy brethren indeed come to bow down ourselves to thee, to the earth?" And his brothers envied him, but his father observed the saying. It's as though they became quite angry with him for the dream that he had dreamt. I've met people who have been angry with people about dreams they've had. They felt as though the dreams that they have or should be believed by everybody and should be accepted by everybody. We have the Word of God today that is our guide. We place our hope on the Word, the written Word, the preserved Word of God, the inspired Word of God. That is where we have our hope. In this case, in Genesis 37, this dream did come to pass, as Joseph had said it would. Joseph was not in charge of that, and the brothers were angry with Joseph for him having dreamed the dream. So apparently they were feeling that he was responsible for or had some control over what he dreamed or what his thought pattern was during the day. And see, people many times will feel that the reason why you dream what you dream because you are what you are and you do what you do. Well, that's not necessarily so, because we do not have the charge over the spirit in that sense that we can dictate what goes on while we are asleep. After all, if it's sleep, you're not in charge. Then there are the unsaved. The Lord speaks to Abimelech in Genesis 20, verses 3 through 7, about protecting Abraham. "You are a dead man," the Lord says. "You've taken a man's wife," and this man wakes up, and the Lord knows that this man has done this deed in the innocency of his own heart. He didn't do any deliberate evil, but the Lord knows his heart, and the Lord spoke to him. And, of course, we know the story of Pharaoh's chief butler and baker, and of Pharaoh's dream itself, and Nebuchadnezzar's dream, but the Lord used these things. Now we have the Word of God. We have the Holy Spirit of God who directs the Christian. And who can tell the Lord how or when he will work? But he never works contrary to that which he has written. The eternal Word is our eternal guide, because the Word of God is forever settled in heaven. And the Lord will never, ever go contrary to his word. He has spoken. And the Bible is what he has said. Let us look to his word today as diligently as some would have you to look to their feelings and the things that they've dreamt. Join us again for Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.